Hello and welcome to another episode of Relationship Alive. This is your host, Neil Satin. Before I get started, I wanted to just make sure that you had a chance to check out last week's episode, which was called Creating New Possibilities from the Inside Out with Erica Fox. Her New York Times best-selling book, Winning from Within, was written as a follow-up to Difficult Conversations. Erica is also part of the Harvard Negotiation Project, which is about basically how do we handle disagreements with others? How do we come to a place of consensus? And her book was written because sometimes those strategies don't work and we have to look at what we are bringing to the table and how we bring that to the table and what's holding us back when we don't quite show up the way we know we wanted to or ought to be showing up. So our conversation is all about how do you get past your barriers to change and enlist some of your valuable innate resources that are there within you that can help show you new ways of handling tough places in your life or awesome places in your life. So definitely check out last week's episode when you have a chance. I also wanted to let you know that next week I will be chatting with David and Lila Sophia Tresemer, who are the authors of the Conscious Wedding Handbook. Because, well, you may or may not know that in 2 months, Chloe, my partner, and I will be getting married. And I wanted a chance to talk about rituals of commitment and how we make commitments in ways that reflect deep intention of what we truly want with our partners. What are we signing up for when we take steps like committing or particularly getting married? So we're going to be talking all about that and how you can create rituals to honor what's sacred and to foster deep meaning in the ways that you relate with your partner and in the ways that you invite your community to support you. So that's what's coming next week. It's an exciting conversation. And we've got so many great stuff coming on the podcast, but I don't want to give it all away. So that's all I'll share with you for the moment. Okay. Also, I just wanted to give a big thank you to those of you who have contributed to the podcast. As I mentioned last week and the week before, you can now support the Relationship Alive podcast with a monthly donation or a one-time donation, and even just the price of a cup of coffee or a sandwich at the local sandwich shop can be so helpful in ensuring that the podcast continues. So I just wanted to let you know that for your support, I am so grateful. And if you want to contribute, all you have to do is visit neilsatin.com/support, or you can text the word support to the number 33444 and follow the instructions to choose something that feels right for you. So I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Okay, so here we are today, and I want to make today really special and really simple for you. Because, hey, I get it. Like, these episodes on the podcast, sometimes they're really long and there's a ton of information to absorb. And it could be nice to just even have a week to catch up. So rather than give you too much to go on, I wanted to give you a couple quick things that you can do. They're related. One is going to be something for you if things are awesome in your relationship and you're just looking for ways for it to be better. And the other is going to be something for you to do if there's a persistent problem in your relationship. And this is going to be, like I said, simple and easy. Well, maybe not easy, but it shouldn't take too much time for you. So first things first, let's say everything is going awesome in your relationship or in your life. I would like you to just take a moment and honor the fact that things are awesome. So when I'm here saying, yeah, okay, we're going to do something for those of you who are having challenges right now, if you're sitting back and thinking, well, there's nothing really challenging right now, everything's awesome, then I want you to know that that's amazing. And that is a moment worthy of celebration. So what I'd like you to do is actually find a way to commemorate this moment in your life of everything being great. And this can be something really simple, like you could literally just on your phone go in and mark on your calendar, like, on this day, everything was awesome, you know, and put a bunch of exclamation marks after that. You can send an email to yourself saying, today is awesome, like, everything's great, you know, here are 10 things that are amazing. And you could also treat yourself to something as a way to celebrate how amazing everything is. So, you know, I'm not talking about like shop therapy, like you don't have to go out and buy a new car or anything, but even something simple like going and buying a book that's interesting, or taking a moment of repose in the sun and just leaning back and letting the rays hit you. Or if it's not sunny where you live, maybe it's a particular quality of the rain coming down on you where you can say, oh yeah, this feels great. This is invigorating. This shows me that I'm alive, and I'm so grateful to just be alive in this amazing, awesome moment. You've probably heard that we have a negative bias in the brain. So it's way easier to have a day where you're like, oh yeah, this is going wrong, and this is going wrong, and this could be better. So if you're not having that kind of day, then take this moment to celebrate. Again, something small, or something that I haven't done in a while, but that I've always liked, was to write a letter to yourself and put it in an envelope, and you could mail it to yourself, or you could give it to someone and ask them to give it to you in a year, just as a way of reminding yourself at some point down the road of just how great today is or was at that point. Well, you know, time's all relative anyway, so it's all happening right now. So that's your simple assignment. If things are amazing, find a way to celebrate and do it. Make a commitment to actually doing it. Even if it's the simplest thing in the world, just like yelling out, woohoo, I'm grateful, or whatever it is, that's something. And I think it sends a message deep within that everything being okay is actually great and desirable. And, you know, it'll send a message to the people around you who hear you yelling or whatever it is, that like, hey, there's something worth celebrating. And sometimes that's contagious for people around you. Okay. So now if you're sitting through this whole thing thinking, okay, when is he going to get to like me, because life sucks right now, or actually there's this challenge going on, now is your time. So you have to wait no longer. So what I'd like for you to do is first, like, if something really sucks that's going on, like, feel free to get related to that, or just to say to yourself, like, this thing is happening and it really fucking sucks. It's the worst. And, you know, maybe you could even imagine it. Maybe you couldn't imagine it being worse, or maybe you could imagine it being worse. But no matter what, just like recognize that it's okay for everything to not be amazing, for you to be in a stuck moment, in a shitty time. Those things happen. And, you know, bad things happen to good people. Bad things happen to bad people. Like, bad things are happening. So, you know, even though I'm an optimist, and I've mentioned that on the show countless times, and it's partly what we're going to get at in a moment, at the same time, like, I don't ever want to discount the fact that sometimes things are really hard. So just know that with what we're about to do, that it's okay for things to be challenging. So take this moment and just be like, yeah, this thing, it sucks. And just know that it may or may not shift with what we're about to do, but it may or may not go anywhere. But I think also what you're acknowledging is the truth of what you feel inside, because sometimes it can be tempting to feel like, ah, things suck, but it shouldn't feel that way. I shouldn't feel bad, or I should be blah, blah, blah about whatever it is that I'm going through. And so I want you to bypass all of those ways things ought to be and instead just like accept the way things are right now. Okay. Did you do it? Awesome. All right. Next thing is I would like for you to ask yourself one or both of these two questions. You ready? The first question is, what is right about this? What is right about what's going on right now? What's right about this conflict? What's right about this stuck place? What's right about this horrible feeling I have in my gut? What is right about it? And there may not be much, or there may be a lot. If you're sitting and listening, like in your car or something, you might just try speaking out loud. What's right about this is, and try it a few times. In fact, I'm going to encourage you in this moment to pause the podcast and take a moment to just say, what's right about this is, and fill in the blank. And do that a few times and see what you get to as you inquire. Okay, now I'm assuming you're back from doing that, and I'm going to give you another question to ask yourself. It is, what is the gift in this experience that I'm having? So if it's, you know, I'm fighting with my boyfriend, you know, what is the gift in this fight that we're having? What is the gift in this lack of intimacy that we're experiencing? What is the gift in this way that we're having trouble connecting? What is the gift in this sense of being overwhelmed by so many things to do? It's not really hard for me to come up with these possibilities, but what is the gift in this? So ask yourself that again a few times and see what you come up with. And again, if you want to pause for a moment, then hit pause and ask yourself that and then come back. Okay, welcome back. What I hope you're experiencing is that even in the middle of something challenging, that there is always still the tiniest glimmer of something good. It may not be a lot, and that's okay. But my guess is that with those two questions, that you found at least something that could be a gift for you. Something that was right, something that was okay about whatever it is that you're going through. And from that place, I just want to encourage you, because so much growth and learning is possible. Whether you came up with a huge list of gifts and ways that this was right, or just one thing, that is like the tiny doorway into a whole new world. It kind of makes me think of that scene in, if you ever saw Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, where, you know, they go up to this little teeny tiny door and unlock it and walk through, and on the other side is this amazing world with a chocolate river. I mean, who wouldn't like that, right? So, and little blue people, Oompa Loompas, I guess they're not people, little blue beings. So this is a chance for you to figure out what's on the other side of the darkness that you've been experiencing. And if you're so inclined and you were listening to the first part about how to celebrate when things are good, see if there's a way that you can celebrate this glimmer, or maybe it's a raging bonfire of what's right, of what the gifts are and what's happening. And you may not even have anything. And if you don't have anything, if you didn't come up with anything, then be grateful for the space of inquiry, that you didn't have an answer. And so what else is possible? What else could come up? Just the fact that you asked the question, there are going to be little subconscious or giant subconscious gears turning. And the answer may not come immediately. It may come tonight while you're sleeping, or it may come in a week. But no matter what, I'm pretty sure that an answer will come to you. So whatever it is, see if you can find a way to commemorate and celebrate that little thing, the gift of whatever it is that's a challenge for you right now. Because time will keep going on, and we will be here tomorrow. At least that's my hope for all of us. And you may have a chance to see that gift grow into something spectacular, where next time I ask this question, you'll be like, oh yeah, like today's a day that's all about celebration. So that's what I've got for you today. As always, I'm so appreciative of your taking this time to be with me here on the Relationship Alive podcast, to share in this mission of transforming the way that we do love and relationship in our world. And anything that you can do to get the word out about the podcast, or to rate and review it on iTunes, those ratings and reviews really help other people find the Relationship Alive podcast when they do searches in iTunes on relationship podcasts. If the podcast has more reviews, then it gets higher search rankings. So anything you can do to get the word out is so appreciated. And in the meantime, I look forward to seeing you next week with David and Lila Sophia Tresemer. You can always find me in the Relationship Alive community on Facebook, although I did delete Facebook from my phone, so I'm not there quite as much, but I am there. And of course, if you have any questions or you'd like to work with me, you can email. My email is Neilius, N-E-I-L-I-U-S, at neilsatin.com. And I don't respond to every email that I get, but I do read them all. And I'm so appreciative again of hearing from you and how the Relationship Alive podcast is having an impact on your life and on your relationship. Thanks again, and take care till next week.